This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner are here. The Jays. Victoria Keelan is here among the plenty. I was thinking that we were like good neighbors. Isn't it State Farm? We're the good neighbors. State Farm is there. Well, it's also Good Neighbors, the radio program that a lot of people like to listen to because we tap into all the knowledge that's ever been known. Ever notice that? How smart we all are. We sort of sometimes have an out-of-mind, out-of-body experience here, learning about things that are not necessarily talked about by lots of other people. I kind of think it's cool, frankly, if I do say so myself. We walk on water and speak in tongues. Sort of. This week, it's the Super Flower Blood Moon, Jennifer. The night sky on
Wednesday. I love all
these Wednesday.
New days.
Yeah, but the super flower blood moon.
Yeah, it used to be, there's a full moon, and that was it. Now everything's like the super blood flower goddess moon. Okay. That's cool.
Isn't the end of Mercury being in retrograde, isn't that? Are we getting
pretty
close to that, I think? Anyway,
so
what?
It hasn't been too bad.
No, not
too bad. The last one, I had all kinds of electronics go haywire.
Yeah.
But this one seems okay.
I'm having a little conversational. My partners and I are having some communication problems, but I'm sure they'll all be straightened out. This is according to what the Farmer's Almanac is saying, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, be the brightest and the darkest in combination. So the sky is dark, and that makes the moon seem brighter.
When
How
is
about
the date
that?
On that?
That'd be this Wednesday.
Okay,
the
Wednesday.
Moon is 222,000 miles away from the Earth, which is almost 100,000 miles closer than it normally is in its elliptical shot around the. It has an orbit that isn't round. And that's basically what I'm saying. So 4:14 a.m. Pacific time, Jennifer. That's it'll be the brightest and largest. Why is it a flower moon? Well, you're right about that. How did we come up with all these names?
Well, I remember the pink moon. Remember, I was like all excited that the moon was going to be pink. It wasn't pink. It was beautiful. It wasn't pink.
I thought the blood moons were in the fall. I remember that from last year anyway.
Maybe. I think the flower moon is just because it's the time of the year. Yeah, it's the season, so things are flowering. I think that's where it comes from.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay, in the U.S., those who are located east of the Mississippi will experience a partial lunar eclipse before the moon sets below the horizon. So let's see here. On the East Coast, we, Victoria, will not see much of anything, according to the Farmer's Almanac. But around the world, it'll be quite visible. It'll be quite a cool thing. It's great. I think it's one of those things that brings people together, don't you? Yeah, you think about it. Look up in the sky. Mm-hmm. Here's the moon.
Well, it also kind of reminds you of your place. Like when, you know, we all get caught up in what's happening in our life and like everything, the drama of life. And then when you look up and you realize, you know what, we're just a little tiny speck in all of this. It makes you feel a little more, I don't know, a little more connected and you put things in better perspective, right?
Right. Okay, so putting things into perspective, a fellow's been arrested after calling a police department threatening to kill a police officer before attempting to run over several cops and driving his car through the station's lobby. This is in Hobbs-de-Grace, Maryland, which is right off the 95, a little north of Baltimore. What prompts people, drugs, to be this crazy? Seriously. You know, it's unga bunga. And then the Huntington Beach birthday party over the weekend, Jennifer.
That was so ridiculous. If you took a butterfly net to catch idiots, you would have been in business.
What happened?
So stupid. There was an influencer on TikTok decided to advertise that there would be this big party. Mm-hmm. And so all these people come from all over, and they have hundreds of people out on the streets of Huntington Beach for this guy's, whatever, birthday party, whatever it was. It was just all driven by TikTok. There were arrests made. I mean, people, just people acting stupid. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old, but it just seems... It seems like, I don't know, just not a great use of time, but hey. TikTok
there was a party
thing.
In South Jersey this weekend.
There was a shooting, too.
Hundreds
wasn't
of
there?
People and a shooting, and I think the gunman's still on the run. Yeah, it's a mess.
Let's see, a couple of, a lot of people are beginning to travel. You're trying to find an airline reservation. My sister, who worked for Delta for 49 years, has not been able to find a seat. Normally, the people who work for the airlines, whether they are
passed... I was going to say, doesn't she get some preferential treatment?
Free. Yeah, no. As a matter of fact, if there's an empty seat, she can ride on it. And if there isn't an empty seat, they don't make room for her. And I guess they've eliminated the jump seat stuff. They used to be able to ride in the jump seat with the flight attendants, and they apparently can't even do that anymore. And you look at the schedules, and they're sort of filling out. But I have yet to. I've looked at a couple of different schedules to go to a couple of different places. I was supposed to run down to Washington, and I couldn't find a plane that either went when I was going, when I needed to go, or that had any seats in it. And so now as they build up.
I have this feeling this next weekend is going to be ridiculous. There are just a lot of people that I think have felt cooped up. They're feeling safer, whether they're vaccinated, already had it. Restrictions are being lifted. It's funny because I can't give you, like, scientific proof, but I live in Los Angeles, and I can tell you, you knew something was going on over the past year because the traffic was completely down. And in some ways, it was a silver lining of COVID for me because I still had to keep traveling, and it was just easier to do it on the roads. This weekend, I had a ton of stuff to do. I was all over the place. And the traffic this weekend was insanity.
Cabin
fever. Feeling,
boiling over.
Come Memorial Day weekend, people are going to be looking to get the heck out.
The predictions from the AAA, Jennifer, suggest that more than 37 million Americans will be driving this weekend. And then the more millions will be on buses and trains. And all the airports are supposed to be jammed. As people get started trying to get themselves, and all the resorts, domestic resorts, if you're trying to find a place to stay this summer, forget it. I mean, unless if you've already started good, start your planning. If you haven't made your plans yet, you're probably going to be disappointed because it's chaos. And it's expected. Hello. Are you naive enough to think that everybody's going to stay home this summer? No, gonzo. And with that comes the announcement of a new airline, a new domestic airline called Breeze, a low-cost airline that launched over the weekend. Basic economy fares, $39. They have 39 domestic routes. Came from Salt Lake City. Fellow that's running it was the guy who started JetBlue. So they're going to work out of four main airports, Tampa, Charleston, Norfolk, and New Orleans. They'll be back and forth, back and forth. They're going into those cities and 16 cities in the Midwest, the Southeast. The first scheduled flight is the 27th, which is Thursday, and the planes are all full, apparently. This is really kind of, I was reading the article yesterday about how this guy got started and what the deal is. They're going to fly to places to it sort of sounds like a poor man's Southwest because they're starting using the same concept that Southwest did, fly to airports and medium-sized cities that gets no attention from the big legacy airlines. So Providence, San Antonio, Pittsburgh. If you want to fly into Pittsburgh, man, they used to be you could get in there really easily. You could hardly get in there now. Akron, Canton, the same thing. Huntsville, Alabama, all of these airports are now, they were serviced by Southwest when they got started, but Southwest decided they wanted to be just like all the other big boys. Right now, the low-cost carriers that started, JetBlue and Southwest, are the most expensive. Anybody tried to find a seat and or pay for a JetBlue is ridiculous. Not only are their prices crazy, but you can't select a seat. You got to pay another, I don't know, what, $15-$20 if you when you make your reservation, you want to pick a seat.
That's been standard, though. That's been standard with JetBlue.
Not for me.
They, They've always charged extra to pick a seat.
Well, that makes them less desirable as far as I'm concerned.
But their airfares were always cheaper. So if you're saying that their airfares are now up, then yeah, you're going to feel that extra $20.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the thing about this is that 95% of all of the routes have no airline service at all. That's really pretty amazing, getting connected from one place to another. You know what it's like to go through all these
hubs. Well, I think they're going to have to add some routes back because, I mean, one of the things that has not happened yet and the reason it's so hard to find a flight is that they cut a lot of routes during COVID because no one was flying. So at some point, I think they're going to have to add that back, right? I mean, they can't just keep slamming planes full.
No, they have to. Well, they've got a lot of planes sitting on the ground. They got a lot of anxious employees who want to go back to work. Mm-hmm. So as much as anything else, that's part of what, you know, kind of puts two and two together. But imagine, if you can, 37 million people driving, and this is over a holiday weekend, and you think about the traffic. You're right, Jennifer. I thought it was wonderful the times that I've been in Los Angeles over the past year. The traffic has been wonderful. But now, forget it.
It's back, baby. Yeah.
Exactly. 17 and a half the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
Nah.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, speaking of traveling, there's a report today the U.S. is going to downgrade Mexican air safety. So they are suggesting that if you want to fly in and out of Mexico, don't fly on a Mexican airline. As a matter of fact, they have added a number of nations that don't meet the standards of air safety in the planes that they have. Some of the, you know, these countries buy old planes, and Bangladesh is among them, Ghana, Malaysia. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States like Barbados and St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Pakistan, Thailand, and Venezuela don't fly on airlines that originate in those countries, that belong to those countries, because their safety standards are nil. And the average age of the planes in these countries is 40 years old, 40 foot. I might not be so bad with a Boeing plane because they last longer, but I don't want to be riding on an Airbus that's 35, 40 years old. I'll tell you that. 21 after the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Three after the hour now. Time for Jay Kirshner to shine with all of us as we go through the trending items on social media at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. Why is Simone Biles on top of the heap here, Jay?
She is the first female to land the Yurchenko double pike in competition. She crushed it twice during her practice session.
Oh, she only thinks she's the first. I've totally nailed it.
I didn't do this. I was like, oh, my God.
What's the Yurchenko double pike for those of us who haven't got a clue?
So it's with the vault. It's a round-off back handspring approach to a vault, which leads to a double flip while the athlete maintains a straight-legged position.
It's named after some Russian who used to do it. Is that it?
Natalia Yurchenko is who it's named for, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the judges assigned the difficulty value a 6.6. She scored a 9.5 for her execution. She had said it wasn't quite the number she was wanting, but she's still pretty dang proud of it.
So we could all do this, right, with a little practice?
Sure.
Now, this is Jay, she's doing this because this is Olympic trials, right?
Yeah.
Leading up to? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so this was the U.S. trials for this.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Progressive America, ladies and gentlemen. A Florida high school is editing yearbook photos because there's too much booba-dooba going on, right?
Badly editing. I mean, these are really poor Photoshop efforts. And if you look online, you can see some of the before. It's the yearbook.
The
staff member.
Can we explain
hooba hooba?
What's going on in the picture?
Yeah.
Hooba hooba.
I know you see Doug now, but the rest of us, you know, we have to.
Oh, like cleavage. Okay.
Any cleavage. It's some of these photos. You can see the before and then the after where they're edited. One photo was of a woman or a teen who. Even her clavicle was, photoshopped out.
Oh my God. It was
ridiculous. Meanwhile, there's boys in these Speedos that have no photoshopping. Some of the girls said that they actually wore the shirt that they wanted to wear ahead of time to ask teachers, like, hey, is this okay? And they got approval for what they wore. There was nothing that was too risque. I mean, when you look at some of these photos, the before and the afters, these girls were not being sexualized in the photo until they got photoshopped.
So crazy.
Guarantee the principal and vice principal weren't on that. Okay, next. This bastard Martin Bashir. He's really, did he get fired or did he quit?
I think he's getting his right now.
Yeah, he deserves every bit of it.
he's sticking to the claim that he didn't do anything wrong nor deceitful, that the sit-down happened along with Diana. You know, she agreed to talk with him on camera about her relationship with Prince Charles. Things happened the way she wanted.
No. So, and she's around.
He did apologize. I saw he apologized, though, to the kids, didn't he?
Yeah, he said that he does understand where her boys are coming from.
Yeah.
Well, now, Michael Jackson's family and his estate are coming out against Martin Bashir as well, saying that just like Diana, that Michael was coerced into doing that interview.
He was.
Which made him look awful.
Awful.
That was.
And he never, I told you that story. Didn't I? I've told you that story. Uri Geller put that, Bashir had been after Uri for years because Uri's been friend with Michael Jackson since he was a teenager. And because Michael was very big in astrology and astronomy and metaphysics and stuff, so he idolized Uri, and Uri became great friends. I told you Uri had him as his best man at his wedding, yada, yada. So anyway, Bashir comes after Uri and says, come on, I want to do an interview with Michael Jackson. Can you set it up? And Uri said, yeah, let me see if I can do, I can arrange it. And so Uri does, puts him on to Michael Jackson, and he completely creamed. I mean, he lied about every single thing. He said, I won't ask this, and he does. And Michael Jackson never spoke to Uri Geller again after that. Never in the rest of his life. So that's what you're dealing with Martin Bashir. He's a lying, no good SOB who's getting exactly what he deserves.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the desert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Sunday, Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Khalilov said that a 3-month monitoring agreement with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so inspectors can no longer access nuclear sites. 3 researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. The timeline disputes China's claim that the virus came from the wild. The United States will expand temporary protection against deportation for 18 months to Haitian citizens already in the United States, the DHS announced on Saturday. Temporary Protection Status, or TPS, shields migrants from designated nations from deportation and grants them work permits in the United States on the basis that it would be unsafe to return them to their home countries due to a crisis such as an armed conflict or a natural disaster. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill to allow ICE agents to do their job after President Biden, with an executive order, hindered their efforts. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
"You know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE to do what they need to do."
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is investigating some rare cases of heart inflammation among vaccinated teens and young adults. The complications were more common in males than in females and showed up about 4 days after a second dose of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At the hour, fighting truth decay here on the DJV program. We are doing things that our competitors do not do with the design here, trying to be one of a kind. As our consultant Mike McVeigh says, where are the other guys? I object to that a little bit because I don't want to call Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay guys. It bothers me.
That doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you at all?
Nope.
Really?
That's all I say. Hey, guys. Yeah. Have a good
week. Hey, guys.
Right, right.
It's okay.
It's generational. It's fine.
Oh, here we go with the generational stuff again. Okay. Here we are to inspire. Anyway, a number of things that are, I guess, relevant, important when it comes to COVID. I thought it was kind of cool that, once again, the Patriots plane delivered a lot of vaccines down to El Salvador. Why El Salvador? What's the magic of there? You could send them most any place.
They need help?
Yeah, get that.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But aren't there a lot of other countries that do? Are they just picking here and there? They've used that. The people that own, the Kraft family owns the Patriots. They've used this this plane to help a lot in various things. Yeah. You know, they've delivered these vaccines.
Flies Kraft down to get some, some handies, and then it also helps with vaccines and masks. The plane gets a lot of use.
Where'd that expression comes from?
I'm not going to say what it's short for, but yeah, I mean, you either know or you don't know.
There's a J involved in that someplace, I think. All right. The governor of Michigan says she's very sorry for her social distance violation. Gretchen Whitmer, what has she been up and down and sideways, right,
what did
with
she
all
do?
Of this stuff?
Like, what,
she's kind of a dodo.
Read the story, though. What'd she do?
Well, she has apparently been involved in a couple of instances, most recently over the weekend, where she has been seen violating the mandated social distancing guidelines that she set up.
Yeah, she had a dinner party. She kind of had a Newsom Light situation where she had a dinner party that broke
at the Landshark Bar and Grill.
Well, that, I think that was a different one because then she was also at a bar violating her rules. She had 12 people gathered around tables pushed together, which is in violation of her own health orders. And this isn't the first time. Remember, she made everybody stay home. They couldn't even go to their vacation homes or anything. They had to be locked in.
She's a big
and then her husband was out on the lake with their boat. I mean,
right. Yeah.
And then she told people not to travel, and then it was revealed she went to Florida. I mean, is not the first.
She's a big phony. The rules apply to everybody but me. I'm important. So, anyway, she's been on a number of restaurants.
I just don't know how you can look at what's going on with Cuomo and Newsom and realize you've kind of skated because you're the governor of Michigan. But now, if your order is six people at a table, which is what the order is in their state, why in the world would you think it's okay to push tables together and have 12 people sitting there when everybody on the planet has a cell phone to take a picture of you?
So stupid.
I don't understand how they, I mean, what is
in the
brain?
Well, I think they're above it all. They're above it all.
Yes, but.
That's it. We're better than everybody else. That is, with Republicans and Democrats, that's their mantra now.
Well, it's the ruling
we're bigger
class,
than
I
you, we're
say.
Better than you are.
Yeah, we can do everything we want.
Right, and we still keep electing these morons. Meanwhile, a doctor in Florida who passed away apparently a week or so ago, his name was Thomas Newsom. It was last month I think he died. Anyway, the story is, so I don't bury the lead. What do you call it? Shoveling the lead?
Oh, Jen, yeah, on Friday I go, he's got a shovel for every story. It's just, he's...
Okay.
So that I don't stay on top of you here. Okay.
Bury the lead. This is a story about Dr. Thomas Newman, who died of complications of COVID-19. He had over 40 years amassed a baseball card collection that apparently, according to the family has had it evaluated, it's worth $20 million.
Wow. Okay. That might be the largest collection I've ever heard of.
Wow. That is
and
really
baseball cool. cards right now, sports cards right now are selling at such a crazy rate. So now is the time for the family to unload the collection.
He had an original Babe Ruth from 1933.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is really
That's incredible. That's really cool.
The Babe Ruth card is worth $5 million on its own.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Rookie card of Babe Ruth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in good shape. I'm
good
sure.
Heavens. He was 73 years old when he passed away late in the wintertime. Anyway, I'm looking at some of the other cards that he has here. Wow, this is really cool. I've always thought when I was a kid I had a Ted Williams card. I always thought Ted Williams was pretty much the top of the heap. And I don't know how much it was.
I used to collect baseball cards. And then my grandfather said, oh, I'll organize them for you. And they're still at his house. But I'm going to get him back.
There you go. An advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control investigating several reports of heart inflammation in young adults after they've had two doses of mRNA vaccines. That would be either Pfizer or Moderna. So what's the story here? Heart inflammation, myocarditis.
It's very, very rare. Dr. Ken, our cardiologist here, could probably talk more about it.
Yeah,
it's very rare, and it shows up within 4 days, which is also kind of...
After you've had the shot.
Yeah.
Second shot or first shot? Do you know which?
I don't know which.
Neither. I can't see that from here.
Yeah, I don't know. But that also shows that, and I don't know what the treatment is, and I don't know how long it lasts. That's the kind of stuff they're looking into right now. Why it affects? I mean, it's so rare, but why have they had a few cases of these kids showing up with this? So I'm not sure. But you know what? COVID does that too. So if you think about it, remember the story about a year ago when they had done, it was 100 different college athletes, elite college, NCAA athletes, who had COVID and they all had enlarged hearts. Remember that study?
I do.
So
yeah.
That's what COVID does. So this might just be temporary because that's how your body is supposed to react to the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah.
They, I don't know. I started, after having it, I started taking a baby aspirin. I still take it because I'm just kind of like in the habit of it now. Because so much of that, the inflamed heart, the blood clots, I mean, all of that stuff, they were warned about. And no one really told me to do it. I kind of just went off the rails and just did it myself because I was unnerved at the time. But I can see how that makes sense. I mean, if you think that COVID's doing it and they're trying to get a reaction in your body of COVID, then it's probably pretty possible it's going to pick up the same stuff, right? The same symptoms and effects.
Yeah.
All right. New book out called Deaths of Despair and the Future of Capitalism. Once again, somebody who doesn't like America, that's the way I read this anyway, putting down capitalism, bad for everybody. Let's have socialism so that everybody can be treated the same, and the people who have a lot of money should have it taken away from them, because without money, there is no class, and the people who, if there's no class, everybody gets treated the same. We won't have problems with who gets shots, who doesn't get shots, yada, 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 yada. I see books like this, and they want to make me, I want to throw up. Frankly, these people are
well,
so
especially because if you look at Venezuela is the perfect example of the experiment of introducing socialism. I mean, look where they went from being this rich, prosperous, resource-rich country 20 years ago to now having bread lines. I mean, that's there's just so much room for tyranny. It's I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
But
okay,
people don't see that.
So we're getting back to the work department here. Incentives, have you seen it? I'm about to sneeze, so I'll let you guys take over this for a second. Where all the incentives are for, excuse me.
Look up at the lights. Look up at the lights.
A lot of states have various incentives, that they are trying to get people back to work.
Some better than others. You know, like, first of all, I think it's dumb to incentivize.
Is it states
people should just
working for the state, or is it just states that are trying to encourage people to get workers in to go to work in industry?
You know, if it's the right thing for you, then get the shot, regardless of whether they're going to give you a free donut or something like that, right? I mean, it just doesn't seem like it just seems
and
silly.
And if a donut sways you, then I think you got larger problems in your life.
Well, right? It depends what kind of donut.
Victoria's so subtle. That's good, Victoria.
But in Los Angeles,
how about two donuts? Would that sway you?
Yes.
How about
definitely.
Two?
Two donuts are better than one. But in Los Angeles, they were giving away Lakers season seats this weekend if you got vaccinated. And then there's some states, what Pennsylvania's doing a lottery, I think. Maryland's doing a lottery. Like, they're giving away scratch tickets for people that got vaccinated.
But to make this serious, National Restaurant Association says that a lot of the restaurants now, because workers have always complained they didn't get health care, that kind of stuff, and they're beginning to add that in as an incentive to get workers back to work, never mind the shots, but get people back to work. This has become, this around where I am, it's a huge, not a small problem, a huge problem getting people to get to work and paying them what is necessary. I see that I was talking to the young lady who works there. Our ice cream bus opened up this weekend, and we had a fabulous turnout. If you want to look at the what happened on the farm this weekend, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. They see all the activity. But here's an ice cream parlor in Pittsburgh called Claibon's that has been open since 1923. They had 16 positions so that they could stay open 7 days a week. So they announced that they'd be upping the pay from $7.25, which was minimum wage, to $15 an hour, plus tips. Now, that's what I pay the young woman who's on the bus on the farm. I think that's, you know, she's good. And so I wanted, but the tips, she made another 15, but she told me yesterday that she's averaging $30 an hour with the tips.
Well, good
now,
for her. That's great.
Yeah. That's what I, what the heck? It's good. She's a college kid. She's been working on the farm for 4 years since she was in high school. She's very reliable. People like her. She knows what she's doing, and I have to worry about what goes on, frankly. So, you know, people said, well, I don't tell everybody else. Nobody else now. Somebody's listening, works on the farm. They know what she's being paid. I don't tell anybody what everybody else makes. None of anybody's business. But I think that, you know, when you look at the bottom line, I understand the argument why you wouldn't want to pay $15 an hour if it's a very tight, you know, there are a lot of, especially the restaurant business works on very tight margins. And, you know, there are other businesses, certainly plenty of them, that work on tight margins. That does not include most of the labor-specific outfits, like if you're a carpenter or a plumber or something, there's no, my brother-in-law had a new stove put into his kitchen the other day, and they had to rewire it because the 220 wasn't the right wire or something. So the guys were in the house for 2 hours. They charged him $400. Damn. Two guys. Huh?
Damn.
For 2 hours.
That's a lot.
$400 Yeah. So, you know, those are the kind of, those are not tight margins. So you can pay somebody, but I'm sure they're paying them more than $15 an hour anyway. I know a kid that works on the farm for me part-time that's a physician assistant, good, an electrician assistant, and he gets $19 an hour. The kid's 20 years old. I think that's fabulous, frankly. And more, we had this conversation. My sisters were in town. My older sister was in town, so the three of us got together a couple of times over the weekend. And we were talking about, you know, this very thing, who's getting paid what and how do you get people to come back to work, that sort of thing. And what, out in my oldest sister lives in Minnesota, a far cry from what it's like around here in terms of jobs and stuff. But they're all offering incentives. I see in Oklahoma, there's a $12,000. Look at, do you see this? The $12,000 offering to get people to come to work in certain jobs, Connecticut, $1,000 signing bonus, limited time offers. This is the state offering people to come to live there, right? It's not the companies, it's the state. If in Oklahoma, the first 10,000 workers take the offer, you wait too long, you won't get it. Arizona is one of the states where businesses, they can't find enough workers, so they're also giving cash incentives to get people to move in there. Wow. There's a hiring worker. Just go to any state, you see the same thing. So what's that going to do with what you pay for your food when you go to the restaurants? Is it going to change?
I think that's one of the big concerns, right? Is all the prices. Yeah. Inflation of prices. Up. I mean, inflation is a real issue. Is it Jimmy Carter level at this point? No. But could it be headed in that direction? I think that's what a lot of people are worried about. In fact, there's a big story about how, not forget Republicans, the Congress now is being urged to act on people's inflation fears because they're growing. Yeah. So,
all right. I don't know. 48 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three past the hour. Yes, time for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's an abridged version of that. Still stars Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti host this weekend chat fest. I kind of like that. For those of you who want to have your house fixed up, it's the time of the year. It's the season, and they have all kinds of service, whether it be the radio, the podcast. They've got a newsletter. We'll talk about. Well, actually, we'll get started with a question from one of the listeners about his driveway right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Tom Kreitler is here with Doug Steffen, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and all the ancillary help that you get from the podcast, newsletters. A lot of listeners have questions, including people listening to this program, who know Tom shows up every Monday at this time. Joe has a concrete driveway, Tommy, and okay. Apparently it's flaking out.
And okay.
I'm sure. Yeah.
We can't have a flaking driveway now.
No. So what does he do to fix it up?
You know, most people that have deteriorated concrete surfaces will try to patch them with cement, but that's not the right material because it doesn't stick. You know, if you're stacking blocks, stacking brick, cement's perfect for that, mortar's perfect for that, but not a driveway. You need to use a product that's designed for patching. QuikCrete has one called ReCap that's excellent. because the adhesion on this stuff is incredible, Doug. I've seen them in I've seen the tests for this material where they apply this to old driveways and then try to pull it apart, like pull it off with a like a tinsel testing machine that kind of stretches it, and it sticks so well it pulls the chunks of the old driveway out with it. So that's how tight this stuff bonds
to
the surface. Yeah. So you can use Recap. So it's a DIY project. You wet the driveway down, you clean it, you apply it. You can have the same kind of finishes that you would have on a regular slab. You can have like that broom finish that gives you a good surface that you won't, that won't be slippery, gives you some traction, and it will most importantly stay there. Folks that have driveways with deterioration, sidewalks now that maybe you had some rock salt on it and they're pitted. So this is the product that you use to smooth that right out.
You know, I'm gonna give you a piece of Doug's advice. I've had a power washer for years and years and years. Great because there's a lot of pressure behind it. But I last year I bought a steam cleaner, and I will tell you something. For a job like this, where you know we have a lot of engine work we do on the tractors and the farm equipment.
Right.
I want them to be clean. But this, I used this thing on a similar sort of job. I had a problem with a driveway, and so I put the steamer on it. Boy, did that clean it out.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet.
Really.
And, you know, when you use a pressure washer on concrete surfaces, if you use it too strong of a tip on it, it's going to etch it. It's going to damage it.
Yeah, that's a thought. What is the podcast? You got something about building spool pools? What the heck is that?
Yeah, have you heard of these things? You know, if you would love to have a backyard pool, but you can't afford it, you don't have the time to care for it, or maybe you just don't have the space. Two words, Doug, spool pool. A spool pool is a combination of a pool and a spa. So they're like miniature pools where the water changes from hot for the spa to cool for the pool. And they're really fun to have. So I think that this is a big trend right now, and you're going to see more of them being built.
What do they cost?
They cost about the same as a regular pool because you have the same mechanical systems.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, and, and space. Maybe a little bit less.
The challenge is to get somebody to put a pool in. I was going to try to do one in my house because I don't have one here in the new house I moved to a few years ago. You can't find anybody to do it. And when you do,
take a look at the post on MoneyPit.com on the homepage. We've got a spool pool post, Doug. That will give you some ideas and inspiration.
Okay. I'm going to do that. All right. Also, the newsletter. What's going on with mosquito, your mosquitoes? I got swat with the first mosquito bite the other night.
Yeah, on the podcast just dropped today, we tell you everything you need to know to create a mosquito-proof backyard. All the basics plus some cool new high technology that wipes them out.
Shoot them. Shoot those mosquitoes. Get them. All right, Tommy the K, check out Money Pit, MoneyPit.com for all the newsletter info, the podcast.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.